Hey, folks, you know, as the largest youth mentoring organization in the country, Big Brothers and Sisters of America has a bold goal for the future to deepen their impact on the young people served and expand their reach to more kids who might need them. Now, the goal is to encourage each kid to plan for their future with a mentor whose impact will last a lifetime. So joining us now is the president and CEO of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Artis Stevens.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thank y'all for having me on the show.
Man, this is great, man. I'm such a fan of mentorship. I'm such a fan of this organization. It's changed the lives of so many people. And in the past year, young people have experienced social isolation and a lot of emotional trauma, you know, with all that's been going on with the pandemic and all. And many kids do not have the access to Wi-Fi, daily meals, and adequate shelter. But most importantly, they lack social emotional support. So currently, 30,000 kids are on your waiting list, with five times more boys waiting for a minute than girls waiting for a minute. And most of them are young black boys. So let's talk about that. Where is the village of support? Where does the village of support come in? And what can we do to get more mentors paired with kids?
Yeah, well, Steve, let me just shoot that fandom back to you, man, because I'm a huge fan, and I was telling my family about coming on the show. And I tell you, it felt like the world had ended because people were all up in celebration, man. So I just want to give a shout out to y'all and all the great work that you're doing. You know, here's what I'll tell you. And everything you said is so important and so critical right now. And what we know that's happened in local communities, and this is what we see in communities every single day at Big Brothers, Big Sisters, is that kids are facing it, right? Families are facing it. Just like you said, you know, going through a pandemic. But it started before the pandemic, as we all know, right? 71% of the kids that we serve from community of color, 60% of the kids we serve in single-family households, 55% live in poverty, 25% have a parent that's incarcerated or in the parole system. Now, here's the thing. None of those numbers define who they are. We know that. But what does define them in so many cases is having access to opportunity and the right mentor in their life. And that's what our staff are doing every day locally. And what we believe in is this idea of the village. And we all remember it, right? I remember it growing up. You remember it growing up.
Right.
When we went and did something, we went about five, six blocks away, got in trouble. By the time we got home, our mama knew about it. Our grandma knew about it. Our daddy knew about it. Everybody knew about it because there was this sense of connection and community. So what we're doing is saying is, absolutely, there's that one-to-one mentorship that we do so well, that so many organizations across this country do well, but it truly takes a village to raise kids, and we got to get back to that idea that we're all responsible for each other, and particularly each of our children in this approach, because that's what's going to make the difference here in helping young people to really thrive and grow and develop in the ways that they need to in this country.
Yeah, now listen, Steve Harvey Nation, we're going to do a push right now, but on a personal, let me say this. You have no idea the impact you can have on a young boy or a young girl's life by just spending some time with them, by just talking to them on the phone, by just returning a text, by just giving them some form of encouragement. This is not about money, how much money you making, can you afford to take them on y'all's family vacations and all of that. That's not what this is about. Of course we need money. We need a donation from everybody who can afford it. But we need bodies. We need men and women. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to be wealthy. You just have to care. So listen up, Steve Harvey Nation. Each one of us has the ability to change a life. All it takes is one person who cares. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America is making a difference, and they need your help. So sign up to be a mentor or donate today, and all you got to do is visit BBBS.org. Just go to BBBS.org to become a mentor or to donate.
Thank you for having me, Steve, and appreciate all the work that you all are doing, and continue to be an advocate, man, like you're doing. Much love.
Thank you, man.
Coming up next, it is Junior in for the Nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.